Hey, it's the Ralphie Radio Show, hanging out right now with Logan, James, Carlos, and Kendall Big Time Rush here.
What's
on the
up, guys?
RRS. All right, hold on, Kendall, can you laugh for me? It didn't sound like that on Nickelodeon's website. It sounded way, way funnier.
Oh, I know.
It was like, ha, ha, ha. And it was tough to laugh on demand.
We all have weird laughs.
There's a video on YouTube called Kendall's Laugh. That someone made. It's pretty funny.
It's slow motion laughing.
Is it just like
funny?
All like you, like different episodes?
Yeah. Different stuff like that. Compilation of my laugh. And then they slow it down. It's like
I hope this one can make it. So you guys YouTube yourselves.
Well, you can check out what's going on the website. You guys see what's up.
Of course, you're trying to, not only in addition to the Nickelodeon show, now doing the music thing as well. You have an album out right now. Boy bands as of late. And I'm sorry to classify you as a boy band.
No foul.
Four boys in a band, so they haven't had a good track record as of late. And the ones that come to mind immediately here in the States are Varsity Fan Club, V Factory, and JLS, who was huge overseas and really had a hard time breaking here in the States.
Right.
Are you guys like aware of that? Are you guys worried about that, at least from the music end? Because obviously, as far as the TV side, you guys are doing pretty well for yourselves.
What we say is we don't worry. I mean, music is universal. We're happy for these other artists. We want to do something that's unique and special to us, and that's what we're doing. So, you know, call us what you want, but we're having fun doing what we do. You know?
Does the commercial success matter to you guys at this point, then? Or
we would love for the single to take off and for the music to really take off. That's what we're looking forward to. But hopefully it breaks here in the U.S. and we'll be playing a show near you guys.
We have awesome fans, so you guys are helping so much. We love you. Thank you for that.
They're hardcore for sure. The single is called Boyfriend, and Snoop Dogg's involved in it. And his daughter's a big fan of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Was Nickelodeon concerned at all about you guys working with Snoop or no?
No, I mean, I feel like, you know, he's very much a family man. And he was great to work with. He came on set. And, I mean, I don't know. He's
a legend. Snoop Dogg is a legend.
Oh, no, he is a legend, absolutely. But, you know, some of his songs aren't necessarily family-friendly. So
it's kind of one of those things where I don't think the kids who would watch the episode now would know anything about his, you know, most of them are pretty young.
They know him from California Girls, probably.
Oh, yeah.
They know him from Katy Perry. And, in fact, he told us when we saw him at the music video shoot, he was like, I go to the airport now, and little kids come up to me, and they go, oh man, Snoop, there must have been some good cocoa, because that's his first line. And
right.
What are you talking about?
I had 5-year-olds come up to me. I've never had 5-year-olds come up to me.
We went to one of his concerts, and he was nice enough to invite us backstage, and we had a great time. And you know what? He lives and breathes music, and that's what we do, and we love that.
Now, I'm interested that we got Big Time Rush here on the Ralphie Radio Show. What's it like backstage at a Snoop show? Because I've never been.
He was DJing. He gets done playing a show, and he goes back there, and he's still, you know, DJing music. He was in the middle with a bunch of his friends and family. You know, he's very close to his family, and a lot of them are part of his, like, hair and makeup. And it's just him hanging out with his closest friends playing music.
Is life, man.
No one can touch the computer. He's his own DJ.
Yeah.
In fact, someone came in and stepped on the cord, and the music stopped, and he was like, what
flipped
happened
out?
To music? he loves that music just to continue.
Was it one of you guys? Be honest.
No, it wasn't. We were trying to be cool.
Big Time Rush here on the RRS. All right, so what's the deal now with the show? Give me the latest on the show. Are you guys done taping for this season? Another season coming up?
Yeah, we're in season 2 right now, and we filmed 20 episodes so far. We have another 10 to film, and I guess we'll be going on tour pretty soon.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a world tour started, so we'll get on that.
Are you
going to
buy onto somebody else's tour or do your own tour?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't decided just yet. There's still a lot of things, you know, in the works and we're talking about, but, you know, we're ready for anything.
Nick broadcasts in HD. Are you guys a little more self-conscious of that now that you guys are all in high definition?
Everything's in HD now, so
right, including this interview. I mean,
part
this
of the game.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I've seen HD.
We're shooting in 1080i right now.
There we go.
That's how we do here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, Big Time Rush again. The album's out in stores now. The single featuring Snoop's on iTunes called Boyfriend. Fellas, thank you so much for making some time. I appreciate it.